Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman arrived on Capitol Hill this morning, decked out in his blue military uniform and medals, to testify as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. He's a Ukraine expert on the National Security Council and was part of the small listening group in on the president's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Vindman is the first official on that call to testify. In a draft of his opening statement released this morning, Vindman said, quote, "I was concerned by the call. I did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen." He said the push to investigate Biden would undermine U.S. national security. Greg Jaffe is national security reporter for The Washington Post and joins us now. Greg, welcome.
Thanks very much.
So Alexander Vindman, who we should say wants to make clear he is not the whistleblower, said in his statement that he reported his concerns to the legal counsel of the National Security Council. Can you explain more about what his concerns were?
Sure. He comes out of a meeting in July with Ambassador Bolton, Fiona Hill, who's his boss, and two senior Ukrainian officials, and Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who's a big Trump donor and the ambassador to the EU. And he comes out of that meeting very concerned that essentially Sondland is putting pressure on the Ukrainians to open up an investigation into Joe Biden in exchange for an Oval Office meeting with President Trump. And that meeting's really important to the Ukrainians.
How does this fit in with what we've been hearing from other witnesses in this inquiry?
So this really corroborates and bolsters what we've heard from previous witnesses, both Fiona Hill, who is the director for Russia and Europe on the National Security Council, essentially Vindman's boss, and Ambassador Bill Taylor, who is the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Essentially, all three of them are telling the same story and a slightly different story than Gordon Sondland told. So they really have a lot of credibility because they all kind of seem to be on the same page, where he seems to be kind of a little bit off in left field.
So Sondland is the outlier here, who we should also say is a Trump donor.
Yeah, a really big Trump donor, gave, I think, $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund. And essentially that money bought him the ambassadorship.
Can you remind us of what Sondland said in his testimony?
He essentially testifies a little bit to the effect that he didn't realize or even understand the notion that Trump was withholding this meeting in exchange for a political investigation into Biden. He says he didn't understand that Burisma, which is this natural gas company on which Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, serves, that essentially asking for an investigation into Burisma was asking for an investigation into former Vice President Biden. Sondland says he doesn't understand that. And he sort of muddies the waters as to whether there was a clear quid pro quo or not.
Yeah, and he's the only outlier, as you said.
Yeah, his story seems significantly different from everyone else. He's really – the other interesting thing about Sondland is he's really the lead on this with Kurt Volker, who's the special envoy to Ukraine, and Rick Perry, the energy secretary. The three of them call them the three amigos. And Sondland really seems to be driving this train, but at the same time sort of claims not to understand the policy that he's driving. So it's a little bit, I guess, difficult to believe.
Vindman also said in his statement that he never had direct contact or communication with the president and that he's also not partisan. Tell us a little bit more about his background.
So he's got a fascinating background. He comes from the former Soviet Union when he's 3 years old. He speaks Ukrainian and Russian, talks about growing up in Brooklyn, I think in Brighton Beach, and being pressured by his father. His mother dies in the Soviet Union, to really assimilate into American culture. He and his brother, who's a twin, both join the army. They both work together at the NSC. His brother is a lawyer on the NSC. And I think the one thing that comes through from his statement is this is a guy who really buys into an U.S. Army officer's loyalty is to the Constitution and to the country, not to a political party and not to any single individual.
He also has a Purple Heart after being wounded in an IED attack while serving in Iraq. Yes, he has really pushed that he is patriotic, and that is a big part of what he wanted the public to know about him. Vindman's testimony comes a day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she will hold a vote to affirm the impeachment inquiry this Thursday. What does this vote mean for the inquiry, and what's next?
I think what it's designed to do is to sort of take away a Republican talking point that this inquiry has been conducted in secret, that the president is not getting due process or his rights. This is an effort to sort of take away that talking point, I think. I don't think it changes anything in the near term, but it will set a clear schedule in terms of when things will become public and how things will proceed going forward.
Will this also push for, I know we've been talking about John Bolton and him testifying as well, will that push the direction towards getting folks who have either been silent or have refused to testify to testify?
I don't know. That still remains to be seen. But I think Bolton's testimony, you're right to hone in on that one. That one's really critical because the one thing we don't have so far is a person in the room with President Trump describing Trump's directions, his opinions on Ukraine. And Bolton really supplies that to us.
Greg Jaffe is national security reporter for The Washington Post. Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Happy to do it.